Shalom, everybody. This week's Parsha details the attempts of Bilam HaRasha to curse B'nai Yisrael. The Torah tells us that despite Bilam's best efforts, he ends up blessing B'nai Yisrael rather than curse them. And the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, tells us that the Brachos that Bilam gives us are so beautiful that Chazal actually thought of reciting them during davening when we say Kriya Shema. It's amazing. Then Rav Zalman Sirotzkin, who died in 1966, says in his Sefer on the Chumash Oznayim LaTorah, he says it on our Parsha, on Perek Chavdalid Pasuk Zayin, that every one of these brachos, all of the things that Bilam said, can all be explained on a pshat level and on a drash level. He says that the first part of the brachos, up until Pasuk Zayin, Chavdalid Zayin, all of those brachos look at the past and the present, whereas beginning with Pasuk Zayin, Bilam gives B'nai Yisrael brachos for the future. For example, in Chaf Gimel Yud, Bilam says, Mi mana afar Yaakov, who can count the dust of Yaakov? Or in Chaf Gimel Chaf Aleph, Lo hibit aven bi Yaakov, velo ra'a amal bi Yisrael. God hasn't seen iniquity in Yaakov or perverseness in Yisrael, etc. And in the next parak in Chaf Dalid, Hey, Bilam says, Matovu o halecha Yaakov, mishkanosecha Yisrael, how good are your tents, B'nai Yisrael, etc., etc. All of these brachos are about the present state of B'nai Yisrael or about their past. However, once we get to Perek Chaf Dalet Pasuk Zayin, Rav Zalman Sirotzkin points out that Bilam turns his eye towards the future. When B'nai Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael, all of the verbs are in the future tense, and Bilam is giving his nevuah and his blessings to a young nation that is getting ready to enter Eretz Yisrael. Rav Zalman Sirotzkin has a beautiful explanation, again, both on a pshat level and on a drash level, of the first part of those future brachos. The pasuk says, again, in Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Zayin, Yizal Maim Midalyo. Water will flow from his buckets, from B'nai Yisrael's buckets. Dzli is a bucket. Yizal Maim Midalyo. Water will flow from B'nai Yisrael's buckets. What does that mean? So first, on a pshat level, water flowing from buckets is a sign of prosperity. In a land where, says Rav Sirotzkin, She'ein ba betiv'a harbe maim, in a land that does not naturally have much water, it is certainly a blessing to have buckets and buckets full of water. Not only that, but these buckets will flow with water. Yizal ma'im midalyo. Usually when water is scarce, people fill up their buckets any way that they can, and then they move very slowly and very carefully so as not to spill even a drop of the precious and scarce water. But when water is plentiful, people are not as careful. And it's okay if some water spills out of their buckets. It's never a good idea to waste water in Israel. But in times of plenty, it's not the end of the world. And Baruch Hashem, we today in Israel are zoche to see these brachos coming true. Water is, Baruch Hashem, flowing out of buckets in Israel. Israel's Water Authority published a report about 3 years ago which said that Israel leads the world in water recycling. Almost 90% of Israeli wastewater is purified and recycled. The second place country is Spain, which recycles about 20% of its water. And Israel operates the largest desalination plant in the entire world. And they're sharing that technology with the world. Exports of water-saving technologies bring in more than $1.5 billion a year into Israel. It's remarkable to be living in these times. Water shortages and rights to fresh water supplies used to cause war. Now they're not caught. Now they're causing international cooperation and prosperity. Yizal Maim Midalyo. It's incredible. That's all on the pshat level. But Rav Sirotzkin says that these words can also be understood as a future-oriented bracha on a drash level as well. We know that in Chazal, water often represents Torah, Ein Mayim Ela Torah. And Rav Sirotzkin says that that is what this bracha is about as well. We all know the Medrash which says that Hashem offered the Torah to all the other nations of the world and they rejected it. And B'nai Yisrael accepted the Torah gladly. We know that Medrash. And Bilam is now telling the world, the other nations, nations of the world who rejected the Torah. He was telling them, Yizal Mayim Midalyo, the waters of Torah will overflow and will impact the world. They would eventually come to accept some mitzvos in the Torah, honoring your parents, not murdering, not stealing, etc. They're going to take parts of the Torah, and they're going to eventually recognize Bayomahu Yihyeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. They may not know it, says Rav Tzaratzkin, but we know it. The Torah has introduced so much to the entire world. I'll just say parenthetically, New Yorker magazine had an article a few years ago about how Korean students are learning Gemara, Bechavrusa. In 2011, the South Korean ambassador to Israel said on Israeli public television that each Korean family has at least one copy of the Talmud. I'm not saying that every single person in the world is going to be learning Gemara. Who knows where this is going? But it's quite incredible that on so many levels, we are seeing Yizal Mayim Midalyo coming true before our eyes. Have an amazing day, everyone.